Welcome back to the program. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's great to welcome back to the show Carson Palmer, of course, Heisman Trophy winner and a number one overall pick and Pro Bowl quarterback. He's here on behalf of Level Select CBD, and we'll get to that in a second. Carson, some of the rules that changed yesterday, one of them now is the numbers and DBs and linebackers can wear single digits, and Tom Brady today said that it's going to make for a lot of bad football and we won't know who to block. What are your thoughts as a quarterback? Would that be jarring for you to see linebackers and DBs wearing number 3 and 1?
You know, I don't think it's necessarily that big of a deal. I mean, I think just like anything, just like the season started off with no fans in the stadium and it was the weirdest thing ever for all these players, and then you just kind of get used to it. So after a certain amount of reps and seeing the middle linebacker wear number 2 as opposed to, you know, a 50 number in the past, you know, I think everybody will get accustomed to it, and it'll be a little awkwardness at first and it'll look a little funky at first, but you'll adapt and you'll forget that that was ever a rule change in 2021 a couple years down the line.
Yeah, I agree with you. I also wanted to ask you about Joe Burrow. You guys have a lot in common. Heisman, number one overall pick by the Brown family up there in Cincinnati. As they sit with their pick, they can either have their choice of the best left tackle in the draft or the best wide receiver in the draft. For you personally, would you, if you're Joe Burrow, would you rather have the left tackle or would you rather have the wideout?
That's a great question, because one great offensive line men doesn't make a great offensive line. They need more than just a left tackle. They need 2 or 3 guys to come in, because Joe was just getting hit way too much. And unfortunately, those hits took their toll, and one of them took his knee out. So, you know, I think it's so important for these young quarterbacks to be able to step into throws and have confidence in the group of offensive linemen that are in front of them. I mean, it goes so far for a young quarterback who's not quite sure the look he's seeing and playing against a great defense. And, you know, that team has 2 or 3 great pass rushers and all of that. It just makes it really tough. Even if you do have, you know, A.J. Green in his prime and Chad Johnson in his prime, it doesn't matter who you got outside. If you can't drop back in the pocket and confidently go through your reads and go through your progressions and then step into the throw when you're trying to deliver it, those guys can be wide open. But when you can't consistently step into throws, you're not going to be consistently accurate. So I think it's super important, especially for a young guy like Joe, to build that team from the inside out and start up front and create a great offensive line through the draft and through free agency. And unfortunately, you know, when you do have the 5th pick, and no matter how good that tackle is that's on the board, you can get distracted and take one of the shiny new toys, you know, Kyle Pitts out of Florida, one of these weapons, Jamar Chase out of LSU, because one tackle, like I said, one great offensive lineman does not make a great group. You need more than just that left tackle from Oregon. You need a guard, you need a center, you need a right tackle. So, you know, it's hard, you know, from a fan's perspective and a quarterback's perspective, you always want more speed and more weapons outside. But it doesn't matter who you got outside. If you can't protect the quarterback and he can't step into his throws, it's kind of irrelevant who you have outside. So I think it's a no-brainer all day long. They take a tackle or take the best tackle on the board and start solidifying that group in front of Joe.
I agree with you, but I remember as a Raider fan, I thought they did the right thing taking Robert Gallery and passing on Larry Fitzgerald. So it's not an exact science. All right, let's talk about why Level Select CBD is a game changer for you and for the rest of us, Carson.
Yeah, I mean, whether you're like myself, you know, a retired athlete, you have some bangs and bruises from playing high school football or tennis or whatever your sport was, whatever your activity was, it's no fun being in pain and being uncomfortable. And I'm constantly uncomfortable. I've got neck and shoulder and elbow and knee issues. And Level Select is something that has been a game changer for me. It's something that's enabled me to continue to play catch with my son after school, coach sports, go down to lacrosse practice with my daughter and throw the lacrosse ball around and hike and fish and ski and all the things I want to do. I want to be outside. I don't like being inside. I'm happiest when I'm outside. And it's hard to be outside, even when you're happy because you're outside. If you've got knee pain or arthritis or any just little bumps and bruises, it can take that enjoyment you get doing activities outside or whatever that activity is that you like to do. And Level Select CBD is something that has let me enjoy the activities I enjoy doing and, you know, play catch with my kids and chase them around the house and whatever those activities are. It's something that's enabled me to continue to do them and not feel like I'm 65 when I'm actually 41. You know, I constantly have issues, and Level Select CBD is something that takes the edge off of the pain in my knee and takes the ache out of my neck, helps me sleep better at night, and just overall well-being and health. It's something that has enabled me to continue my pursuit of being outside and doing activities with my kids.
Good stuff. Everybody go to levelselectcbd.com. In fact, if you use the code Carson, you get 50% off your own order, which is nothing to sneeze at. Carson, thanks for coming on, man, and let's catch up soon, my man.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
All right, good stuff, Carson Palmer, everybody.